Voice of the Cape, Drive Time. Welcome back to the show. 0722380712 is our WhatsApp number. And this person says, wow, with VBS and Gupta scandal, I thought I saw and heard it all. But looks like Basasa is wholesale bribery and corruption. All these criminals should be charged with treason and sabotage against the country. On the political front, the DA is getting a lot of flack following their latest election campaign poster, which uses the hashtag, the ANC is killing us. Oi. Yesterday, DA supporters in Johannesburg marched to unveil a billboard in memory of the fallen victims of Marikana, Life Isidimeni, and for the children who have died in pit toilets. The party claimed that the ANC was the cause of these tragedies and also blamed the party for crime-related deaths in South Africa. On social media, the public were highly critical of the DA, with some accusing the party of using these tragedies for political gain. The ANC will now consider reporting the matter to the Independent Electoral Commission's Electoral Court for a decision. For comment is political commentator Solly Moeng, Managing Director of Don Valley. Solly, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon to your listeners.
What do you make of this? Is this overkill? No pun is intended. Hashtag the ANC is killing us. It's harsh stuff. And apparently, you can confirm it. We've heard reports that angry victims of the Isidimeni scandal were attempting to tear down the billboard.
Yeah, I think, you know what, it's such a pity. The DA got it wrong on so many fronts. First of all, if they wanted to use the names of those victims, maybe they could have gone to the victims' families or whatever, or community organization represents them. Say, listen, you want to continue making, drawing attention to this thing because we feel that it hasn't received the attention that it needs or whatever. But they just went out there, used people's names without consulting them, and obviously some of the family members have come out to say, you can't do this. But the other thing is that the DA is supposed to be the government in waiting. It's the second, which is supposed to be the main opposition party in South Africa. South Africa is in trouble. The ANC has messed up from all directions. The DA should be presenting to South Africans an alternative South Africa to say they have failed. They've been in power for 25 years. This is a program. This is a comprehensive program of what you're going to do. They can't be focusing on the ANC all the time. We are the ones who are focusing on the ANC. We don't need the DA to summarize the sins of the ANC for us. The DA should be saying, we are ready to govern, and here's how we're going to do it. And they're not doing that. It's such a pity. Wasted opportunities, wasted resources.
I mean, my gut response when I first saw the poster was, wow, this has got to be the cheapest piece of politics I've seen for many a decade, to be honest with you. I thought, can't they come up with something better than that?
Yeah, look, it's a pity. Look, the DA has been criticized many times for just focusing, for too much focus on the ANC. I mean, apart from the creative bad taste of the ad, I think that the DA needs, from a strategic point of view, we're heading towards really important elections that are going to be a watershed in South Africa. They should be focused on telling us how they want to do things and not on shooting little useless bullets for the ANC. Now, actually, they've given the ANC stuff to use against them. Now, it's the same ANC that's going to go to the court to charge the DA for abuse and disrespect and all that sort of thing. I think that the DA is losing it. They've wasted the past year or so with internal battles, being accused of racism or firing, black leaders apparently under dubious circumstances and all that sort of thing. And they keep making, they have to be doing everything to recover from the reputational harm they've suffered in the past year, and they're not doing it.
If we try and understand the situation, is it symptomatic? And we've discussed this previously, that a cause for concern amongst many people who watch South African politics is that in the last couple of years, in fact, ever since Zuma became president, that the level of political debate sort of got into the gutter and hasn't been able to get out of it ever since.
Yeah, I think it's what it is. It's actually trying to grab the headlines. Everyone's trying to grab the headlines, and they'll go for the cheapest thing that will grab the headlines, that will excite people. But I think that we've done enough of that. As I say, we've done enough of that. The DA, whoever is working on the DA strategy, needs to think out of the car. They have to get out of the car. The ANC has just enough stuff on there to embarrass the ANC. The ANC, you know, there's more stuff coming out of the Gosova hearing, or the Gunda Commission hearing right now. It doesn't need the DA to do that. The DA needs to say, of course, they have to criticize the ANC. I'm not saying they shouldn't criticize the ANC, but they shouldn't place the ANC at the heart, at the core of their electoral campaigning journey, which is what they seem to be doing.
I mean, I'm just thinking while you were chatting, I mean, just as a stupid example, a more effective billboard would be something in the DA colors, jobs question mark, would probably have much more effect than this one.
Yeah. I mean, with simple research, really, they should have gone to say, okay, what do South African really, really, really want? I mean, given all the level of heartfulness we have here in South Africa, what is it that could make South Africans say, wow, here's something that we have been looking for from somebody, let's see how they're going to do it. They're not doing that. So they're losing opportunity. And the thing is, the more they make these mistakes, the harder it's going to be for them to come out of it. When they start realizing that they need to be focusing on offering us a credible alternative, people are going to be, you know, laughing at them. They're going to be reminding them of Patricia de Lille, of what happened in Meissner, of this billboard. Nobody's going to take them seriously. And they need serious, strong leadership. It's a pity. I mean, the DA has to understand what it gets criticized for more than any other thing. You know, obviously the race issue, people like to... there's a shower of racism over the DA. Whether it's a fair shower or it's not a fair shower, it doesn't matter. But that's a perception out there. In the same way that there's a corruption shower hanging over the ANC's head. But also, the DA also gets accused of not having a strong leader. Okay? So we need to say, okay, these are the things that are being said about us. How do we put together a campaign that not only offers an authority, but that also indirectly addresses these things so that people can take us a bit more seriously? And they're not doing that. It's opportunities lost all over and over again.
Absolutely. Sorry, we're going to quickly go for some headlines. Stay online. Okay. And when we come back from headlines, we carry on with Solly Moeng, Managing Director, Don Valley. Headlines, and then we go back to Solly.
Making your headlines this hour, the police's K9 unit arrests suspects for illegal firearms. President Cyril Ramaphosa gives the special investigating unit the go-ahead to look into the life Isidemeni tragedy and activities at Umgeni Water in KwaZulu-Natal. The South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee keeps the repo rate unchanged at 6.75%. That is it for your news headlines. More news at 5 p.m.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Welcome back to the show. Special guest online, Solly Moeng, Managing Director, Don Valley. We're having a look at the DA hashtag, the ANC is killing us poster, which taps into some ugly incidents in our political life, but over the top, most certainly the way it's been applied. Solly, do you think that what any political party needs to do right now, their researchers need to actually do some research and find out what does the average South African citizen want out of leadership right now? They might be quite surprised, actually.
Absolutely. All of them. They have to look. We've gone through now some 10 years of really, really horrendous leadership under the ANC and Zuma. The people we know, if you go to social media sites, you speak to people, you look at the service delivery protests, you look at all the money that's been stolen. Even the ANC's own Praveen Gordhan has come out to say some more than 500 billion rand have stolen, has left the system through state capture and other forms of corruption. The DA has to be saying to South Africans to itself, after proper research, obviously, This is the alternative we're going to give you. The ANC has had 25 years to run for it. They've done some good things in the early years. We can't take that away from them. But in the past 10 years, especially after Zuma has taken over, and now that they're probably going to present to us a list of potential MPs with was filled with people who are of really, really dodgy character. The DA has an opportunity to say, okay, let's reclaim that mantle that we used to have of clean governance, okay, if the case can still do that. But they need to look at what is it that we can use, that we can offer the people of South Africa. But it has to be based on what South Africans want. South Africans are tired of corruption. They're tired of incompetence. They're tired of government, local, especially at government, local government elections, where there's failure to deliver. They're tired of big tenders going to only to politically connected people when small businesses suffer. They're tired of all this. It shouldn't, that's not difficult information to find out. The TA should then, with that, armed with that kind of information, they should come up with strategies to say, you know, we know the things that are making it hard to South Africans. We know the things that are also making some South Africans, big taxpayers, to want to leave this country. This is what we want to put in place to correct that dream that's been deferred. We are going to come up with a strategy to make sure we don't lose it. We don't lose the South Africa that we all agreed to build at the dawn of our democracy. They are the main opposition party. They should be the shadow government. They should be saying, when the ANC fails, we are ready to run to govern. I'm not sure that they're convincing anybody that they are ready to govern.
And of course, what is concerning me right now is we're seeing a proliferation of small parties, the AADC, I think that one, the ATM, what a name for a political party, all little groups that are sort of seem to be regatherings of people that supported Gupta, almost as if these parties think that come elections, they might be able to force their hand in terms of coalitions. Dangerous stuff, isn't it?
It's very dangerous. And look, there's no doubt, all of these small parties, like Mutsuneng and what's his name, Chimimanyi, all of that, they're all coming on to the left of the ANC. They're going to, when they come under pressure, they will join their hands, their numbers in coalition with the ANC. There's no doubt about it. So it's going to be tough for the DA. But it also has an opportunity to put together a comprehensive, credible message that says, this is what's happening. Okay, we have all these dodgy people who are supposed to be in the court there, or some of them are supposed to be in jail. These people are coming up to say, we want to go to your parliament again and run affairs with the affairs of this country. We're going to stop it, and this is how we're going to stop this from happening. We're not going to allow a ballot paper that's going to look like a court roll, a Cosmo prison, or Mampuru, or one of those places. And this is, it's missing out on opportunities, and that is a set part about it.
Absolutely. Solly Moeng, Managing Director, Don Valley. And Solly, I'm sure the political parties might hire us for advice, but of course, we give it out for free. We don't take backhanders. But Solly, thanks a lot.
Do it very quickly. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.